We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
But now, when I was baptized, Holy Ghost spoke a tongue. I remember one of the first things I said. First, man, I spoke an hour and a half in other tongues. Now, I didn't have to. I could have stopped, but I didn't want to. I said to myself, well, that's the same spirit I've had all the time. Yeah, I didn't get any new spirit. Holy Ghost is not twins. He's just one. Amen. You see, there's different work of the Spirit, but just one Spirit. And I remember that's the first thing with dismay, I said to myself, you know, well, that's the same Spirit, the same Holy Ghost.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And I remember one fellow particular in our church that was a graduate. He was not an ordained minister of the gospel, but he was a Bible teacher, and he had the auditorium Bible class in our church. He was a graduate of Baylor University. He was a graduate of Baylor Seminary. He was a seminary graduate. He had the same training all the ministers had. And I remember that he said to me more than once, because we had quite a bit of fellowship together. And he said, now I'll admit, though, you know, those Pentecostal people, they are, you know, they are really, in some ways, well, they're thoroughly orthodox in their beliefs. But now that speaking with tongues is of the devil. And also he said, now I'll admit this, those people down at Full Gospel Tabernacle, they live better lives, cleaner, pure, better lives than our folks do. See, up there in the First Baptist Church. Well, I sort of thought to myself, here they got something from the devil that helped them to live better lives than the average Christian. I never knew of the devil helping anybody to live better. He usually helps them to be meaner. Amen, isn't that right? But now that's speaking with tongues of the devil. Well, I didn't, you know, he was a seminary graduate. I was just a teenager. Well, actually, when we were talking, I was about 19. When I was filled with the Spirit, I was 20. Or baptized the Holy Ghost. Either way you want to say it, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, I said, so after that I received this experience, this Pentecostal experience, praise God. I remember then, you know, the way he talked, you see, this is something different, you know. This is some other kind of a spirit. And really, the way the Pentecostals taught it, it seemed to me that they left the impression, you see, that if you didn't, that you really didn't have the Holy Ghost until you was baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues. But now, when I was baptized, the Holy Ghost spoke with tongues. I remember one of the first things I said. First, man, I spoke an hour and a half in other tongues. Now, I didn't have to. I could have stopped, but I didn't want to. I said to myself, well, that's the same spirit I've had all the time. See, I didn't get any new spirit. Holy Ghost is not twins. He's just one. Amen. You see, there's different work of the Spirit, but just one Spirit. And I remember that's the first thing with dismay, I said to myself, you know, well, that's the same Spirit, the same Holy Ghost that I got acquainted with in the new birth 3 years ago in that same month of April, except when I was born again was April the 22nd, Saturday night at 20 minutes to 8 o'clock in the South Bedroom of 405 North Cottage Street in the city of McKinney, Texas. And that's that same spirit, that identity, same spirit, is the one that gave me utterance 3 years later, the 8th day of April, 1937. And so then, you know, I just went really looking in a way, you know. I mean, I didn't just go right then. But what I mean is I kept on the lookout to run into this fella. And because I knew he'd engage me in conversation again, and he'd warn me again, because every time he did. So I crossed this path again, purposely, you know, and we began a conversation, you know, and in fact, I wanted him to hurry up, so I just sort of brought it up myself this time. I said, you know, that Pentecostal spirit, that speaking in the tongue of these full gospel people is of the devil. That's what you've been telling me? Oh, yeah, it sure is. I said, well, how do you know? Well, he said, that's just not the same spirit. It's not the Holy Ghost. He said, we have the Holy Ghost, you see, here in the new birth, and that's a different spirit. I said, it is? Yeah. Well, I said, now, if that Pentecostal experience of speaking with tongues that they have down at Full Gospel Tabernacle is of the devil, the whole Southern Baptist movement is of the devil. And he said to me, well, what are you talking about? Well, I said, I've been baptized the Holy Ghost, spoke in other tongues. Well, I said, don't be afraid. There's nothing going to get on you. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. I said, the same spirit that I got acquainted with in the Southern Baptist Church when I was born again, that same spirit is the one that gave me utterance in tongues. Oh, no. No, that can't be so. Well, I said, have you ever spoken with tongues? No. I said, how do you know then? Well, I just know it couldn't be so. I said, you're acquainted with your Bible. You're a seminar graduate, aren't you? Oh, yeah. I said, you know, the Bible said for a man to answer a matter before he hears, it's a fool. You know the Bible said that? Proverbs says that. Now, I said, don't be a fool. If you've never spoken with tongues, how do you know what spirit it is? I said, you see, I have the new birth, the born again experience, and I have this experience, then I ought to know. Well, I'll have to give that from further study. I'll get back to you. I've been waiting ever since 37 for him to get back to me. He never got back to me yet. Amen. Well, praise God. No, it's the same spirit, dear friends. It's a different dimension. Hallelujah. Thank God. The new birth is of utmost importance. But thank God for the baptism with the Holy Ghost and the endowment of power from on high. I wished I had time. I don't. I wished I had time because I can remember those 3 years without this experience. You see, and I began to preach. I was in my ministry and pastoring when I received. And I just simply know the difference. There's a vast difference. Yes, the Holy Spirit in me, I know this. The Holy Spirit in me would lead me. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. The Holy Spirit in me would tell me things and show me things, you know, and direct me. And you'd know about certain things and be able to pray about them ahead of time. But then there's a vast difference between that and when you get baptized with the Holy Ghost and the supernatural gifts like the Word of Knowledge starts operating. There's a vast difference between them. I'll give you one illustration, for instance. You see, when you are, your spirit's in born again and in fellowship with God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in, your spirit will just automatically pick up some things. Now, I see a lot of people making that same mistake today. They don't know the difference because many of them have been plunged right in almost immediately to the born again experience and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and they think it's the Word of Knowledge in operation because their spirit picks up certain things. Are you listening to me? And you know certain things in your spirit. Well, that's not necessarily the Word of Knowledge. I remember, I'll give you one illustration, I could give you many, but I remember on one occasion when I was bedfast in the summer of 1933, and I'd been born again in April 22nd of 1933, and I was 16 months bedfast before I was healed. So in the summer, over in early August of 1933, my oldest brother Dub, you see, I was 15 at that time, actually, in the month, before the month of August was gone, I was 16, so I was approximately 16 years of age. He was 17, and he would have been 18 in September of that year. And so he was gone. Well, there was, there's no work, it's depression days, low depression days, and he had just simply said to some of the family, I believe I'll go down to Rio Grande Valley and see if I can find some work or something, you know. And in those days, the boys would just hop a freight train, you know, trains were going, and and his, you know, those trains were full of hobos, they called them. And so he was gone. Well, I sensed in my spirit that he was in danger. I didn't have a revelation. I sensed in my spirit that he was in danger, that his life was in danger. Well, I didn't confide in my mother. I thought she had enough problems with me being bedfast and had to wait, be waited on like a baby. And I said, and so I didn't say anything to her. Finally, after 3 days, she came to me. Mama came and said, "Son, I hate to bother you with physical condition, the heart condition, so on and so forth. But I'm greatly troubled about Dub." Said, "He's in trouble somewhere or another. I don't know what it is." See, her spirit picked that up.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Now, you know, you hear me all the time, and I talk about thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, I'm talking about a word partner. What is a word partner? What is somebody that partners with us? Well, they pray for us, and then they send an offering in at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send to help support Rhema.
Doesn't have to be big. A lot of our people give $10 or $25 a month.
Yeah, some people give $1 or $5. But if you do what you can, when it all comes together, it helps us to pay for the programming for Rhema Praise, and it goes all over the world. We get testimonies all the time. I just thought I'd explain what a Word Partner Club...
Well, also, our Word Partners actually give a scholarship to everyone who comes to Rhema Bible Training College, gets a scholarship through our Word Partners, because our tuition only pays 30% of what it actually costs to come to Rhema, but we keep our tuition low because we want to train men and women to go around the world to preach the gospel. So please help us to train more students by joining the Word Partner Club. But also, a partnership is, you know, not only do you pray for us, we pray for you as well. And we always encourage you, if you guys have prayer requests, to let us know. Yeah. We have special prayer partners that are praying just for our Word Partner Club members.
Yeah, and go to rhema.org/WPC and sign up. We'd be glad to have you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.